happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show. Leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
If this is the first time you are listening to Hoppy Hour, if this is the first time you are checking out Hoppy Hour, let me let you know what this is about. I'm going to inform you and teach you about Hoppy Hour. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. We don't cover the serious topics on here. We don't cover the divisive topics or the controversial. We rip into celebrities and we have fun. Let me know. Oh, we have so much to get into.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
He told me my career's over.
Kim Kardashian claims her estranged husband, Kanye West, had some harsh words for her following their split.
Yeah, you know, that's just going to be revenge for Kim Kardashian. It's kind of like when you piss off a player and, like, let's say some backup point guard is like, yeah, I think Ja Morant is overrated. And then Ja Morant goes, he's on the Memphis Grizzlies, a basketball player. And then he goes and scores 50 points and because everybody said he sucked. The same thing with Kim Kardashian. When you have Kanye West poking the bear, she's just going to be more successful. But if Kanye would have said, yeah, she's the greatest of all time, she's really successful, she wouldn't have as much drive to prove him wrong.
It is what it is.
The 41-year-old Skims founder filed for divorce from the Grammy winner back in February 2021. And in a new episode of Hulu's The Kardashians, Kim opened...
There's a lot of ways we could answer that. Who is the Kardashians? There's a lot of adjectives. There's a lot of ways we can explain the Kardashians. That's a very good way to name the show. Who are the Kardashians?
In February 2021, and in a new episode of Hulu's The Kardashians, Kim opens up about the not-so-nice things Kanye allegedly said to her amid their breakup.
Whoa, Kanye West said mean things? Whoa, who would have saw that coming?
He told me my career's over, and then he showed me a picture of Marge Simpson wearing something similar.
The KKW.
I love how she's pretending that she doesn't know what Marge Simpson is. I love when the rich and elite know everything that we know, but they pretend like they're a little bit above us. I think I've heard of that place that people in Florida and Philadelphia get their food called Wawa. I think I've heard of it. I think I know what Aldi's is. You know when they're like above something even though the food's the same? That's the same with Kim Kardashian entertainment-wise. She's like, I think I know who Marge Simpson is. Isn't that what you peasants have been watching for the past 34 years? I can kind of relate to you.
W Beauty founder is referring to this outfit she rocked while being honored at the Wall Street Journal Magazine Innovator Awards in October.
Oh, she's a real innovator.
And Marge Simpson? Well, yeah, it's exactly who you're thinking. The Simpsons family matriarch.
Who else would it be? Oh, Marge Simpson, the famous tennis player. What are you talking about? Of course we all thought of the cartoon character.
Well, it doesn't matter how you feel inside, you know? It's what shows up on the surface that counts. That's what my mother taught me.
And in the Kardashians' case, a big ass and a nice chest.
At the time, the reality star publicly praised the 44-year-old musician for his impact on her fashion, telling the outlet, quote, "Kanye will always be the most inspirational person to me."
That's a problem.
I always know his heart.
But now, Kim says she's trying to venture out on her own and find...
I love how short this clip was. Like, they were trying to, like, cut her saying something good about Kanye. Listen to this two-second thing.
I always know his heart.
But I always know his heart. Like, what if she ended the sentence, "Well, I know with his heart, he's kind of a sociopath and crazy." So they had to take 2 seconds out of a video to get something.
I always know his heart.
Well said.
But now, Kim says she's trying to venture out on her own and find her own style.
Fashion has always been something that I've always been really into.
Duh.
But I've never been like the creative. I definitely see what I like. But
what I respect about Kim Kardashian that I like over anybody else. Actually, let me finish this and then I'll explain to you.
I've never really been like the visionary. I always just trusted in him, but it's not just about clothes. That was like the last thing we had really in common. I was always like the Kardashians with my sisters. And then I was like Kimye. Like, who is Kim K?
Sounds like a STD.
That is the jump. How do I get there without Kanye?
Okay. I wanted to let that play out because that even helped out my point more. She's very self-aware that she's lucky. She's very self-aware that she's talentless. You have Kris Kardashian. You got Kendall and Kylie and Kourtney. I know more about them than actual politicians running our country. But the thing about the Kardashians, especially Kim, that I like is her self-awareness that she has no talent. She basically said, "I want everybody else to do the job for me and I take the credit because I have no talent." And we've known Kim hasn't had talent for the past 15 years because she couldn't even have the camera properly filming her ass during that porno.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. And here's the deal. I say this every time, but I truly mean it. I say this every time, but I'm 100% certain and I'm genuine with you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay. If you don't live in Tampa Bay, you can work out with him virtually. Life's too short. Get into shape. For all the info, FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
For the flame, I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Here's something you guys might know, especially if you're listening to Z Radio Live right now at 5 p.m. East Coast time on Thursday. Hoppy Hour syndicated on there. You can listen on Odyssey and a TuneIn radio app by searching Hoppy Radio or going to Hoppy Radio or going to ZRadioLive.com for all the links. As Hoppy Hour is on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And if you're listening right now and you're going, man, where can I listen to this podcast? Go to every single podcasting platform and search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. Spreaker, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Odyssey, and search up Hoppy Radio. All of them. All right. Let's get back to the news.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
up, you slut.
Oh, jeez.
Why you say that?
Because she's getting on my nerves. Ah.
Mother of the Year, Cardi B saying the word slut in front of her daughter. Oh. I mean, she did make the song WAP, so are you really surprised?
Cardi B's daughter, Culture, just called her out for cursing, and it's the cutest thing you'll hear all day.
That means our day is going to suck.
She's so cute. I love her.
The 29-year-old rapper hit the kitchen with her 3-year-old daughter for a little mommy-daughter baking sesh on Tuesday night and shared the adventure on her Insta story.
I used to have mother-son baking adventures with my mom. Man, that sounds weird. And I would eat the batter. Man, that sounds even weirder.
I spread it all around. You gotta.
It's her doing all the work while her daughter's pretending to, like, help make the food. It's kind of a visual. That sounds like a loud, annoying house.
I will come.
Yep.
Cute, right? And Culture was loving it.
So there is a bowl of chocolate, and they're just, you know, moving around with it to make it as smooth as possible. Yep. It's like they're baking a cake.
And now you can stir it, but you gotta stir it very easy and in nice motion, okay?
Your dad did that to me last night, too.
Okay.
Ready?
Relaxing.
Well, it was relaxing until the family dog started barking.
Wow. Cardi B seems like she lives the life everyone else lives.
Shut up, you slut.
Yeah. Because that's what everybody says to their dog when they're barking. You ever been to a friend's house and their dog maybe doesn't dig you? That's just me. You ever been to a friend's house because I'm 6'9" and a dog's just kind of rude to you? What do you usually say? Quiet down, Rover. Have you ever heard your friend go, shut up, you slut? Yeah, you slut. I mean, who says that to a dog? Cardi B. And, yeah, I don't know. She confuses me. Like, who goes, hey, you're a slut? I mean, you can say that to your friend at the club and get a bottle thrown in your head like most rappers do when they're in a beef. But calling your dog a slut, a little weird.
Why you say that?
Yeah, Culture straight up called out her mom for her choice of words. And it's so cute, we gotta run that back one more time.
Shut up, you slut.
class.
Why you say that?
Because she's getting on my nerves.
Sounds like every mom that swears in front of their kids. I did it because I'm in a bad mood. Oh, what a good way to explain bad parenting. You ever notice that? Whenever you're around a trashy family and they swear in front of their kids, they're like, I don't know what to do. My kid's driving me nuts. It's like, I don't know, not swear in front of it.
Ah.
And despite the canine interruption, their brownies came out of the oven a masterpiece.
That's good. I wasn't sure how I was going to manifest the next thing I'm working on. You might be listening and you're not sure how you're going to pay the next month's rent. But we can all go to sleep knowing that Cardi B makes nice brownies. That's the important things.
It's a write-off.
That's a write-off?
So this is Selena Gomez impersonating Schitt's Creek on TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you even know what a write-off is?
Yeah. It's when you buy something for your business and the government pays you back for it.
Selena Gomez channels her inner David Rose on TikTok.
Okay. So I thought Schitt's Creek was pretty funny the first season. I was watching it during the quarantine. It's like a douchier Modern Family. And that's really saying something. But it's like, it would be really good if it was on Fox in the 2000s for like 3 years and then has only 50 episodes, but there's way too much of it. After like a season and a half, I'm like, I'm good.
Oh my God, ew, David.
And something tells us...
Oh, she is so hot, that daughter. Oh, yeah.
Something tells us Dan Levy would be proud.
I'm very honored.
The 29-year-old triple threat recreated this famous scene from Schitt's Creek on Wednesday.
That's a write-off.
That's a write-off?
Yeah, you know. See,
And then the people that really dig Schitt's Creek are the people who like are rich and think it's funny. Could you imagine if we're poor? Even though we have the same amount of time on this planet and we poop too, but we're so much better than you.
Season 2, Episode 6, when David doesn't exactly comprehend how a company write-off works.
It's a write-off.
That's a write-off?
Yeah, we know.
Do you even know what a write-off is?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm poor.
It's when you buy something for your business and the government pays you back for it.
Well, Sel crushed it, captioning the clip with David's famous quote, "You write it off."
Who writes it off?
I don't know. The write-off people.
Selena's latest lip dub masterpiece comes just days after it was announced that she's making her Saturday Night Live hosting debut this weekend.
Oh, wow. 2014 called. We would care then.
I'm excited.
Naturally, the Only Murders in the Building star reacted to the big news on TikTok.
She just seems like such a bitch, man. I don't know what it is, man. She just doesn't give me good vibes. I don't look at Selena and go like, oh, she'd be a joy to hang out with.
Are you okay?
No.
No.
No, but yes. I'm
yes
so
and
good.
No.
A good conversation with her. She sounds like a real delight. Yes, no, what, huh? She's really well-spoken.
And that comes from this American Idol moment between Judd.
All right. I don't care anymore. I truly don't. It's ridiculous. I just can't. With Selena Gomez, it's utterly ridiculous. You're going, Ryan, why do you care so much? What do you want to talk about? High gas prices? What do you want to talk about? Inflation? At least making fun of celebrities, we're always correct that they're imbeciles. We don't know the true answer to, let's say, the economy, but we do know that Selena Gomez lives in the past.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Selena Gomez is offering an apology after she was accused of poking fun at Hailey Bieber's expense.
Yeah, she's a little jealous that she didn't marry Bieber because she seems pretty alone. She seems like a cab woman who would have, and this is not being sexist, blah, 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 because a lot of dudes have them. She seems like she would have a nice book on the side of her bed and then just a vibrator. It seems like that's the way she's living her life now, which is fine. But it feels like the engine is shut down and she's like a grumpy old woman for some reason. Like, she's not really over Bieber.
Oh my goodness.
Here's what we know.
I'm gonna show you guys how I do.
And this is Haley talking.
My skin prep.
Haley frequently posts beauty tutorials like these to social media.
Yeah, like all influencers. So what's the difference?
And the model is married to pop superstar Justin Bieber, who dated Selena on and off for years. The two officially went their separate ways in 2018.
Oh, how he quickly didn't forget, because we don't really care.
The same year, Justin and Haley kicked off their romance. Fast forward to this week.
I really love it.
Haley shares a series of Get Ready With Me style videos to TikTok.
You know how you know that Haley Bieber is just naturally beautiful? Is in this video, she's not wearing a lot of makeup and she looks sexy. You know the true beauty of a woman when they're not wearing makeup.
Not too long after, Selena posts her own skincare routine breakdown.
So she's doing like the exact same thing that Haley did, trying to rub it in because she's an irrelevant hack that no one wants to be around. We've all heard the things that she's hard to be around. So she sees that Bieber and Haley, according to social media, are living a life. We don't know what it's really like, but Selena's looking at social media, which she claims to be against, and going, oh, I must rub it in their face. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
In the post is also being cited as evidence she was indeed throwing shade.
I just can't anymore, man. Selena, get your act together. We're all worried about you. Not at all.
She's a little confused by the situation. Selena later decides to speak out, with the reaction coming from a fan account's viral screenshot. Before the video's comments were disabled, the screenshot...
Oh, I love when they do that, when the celebrities act like they're so outspoken and they're so much better than us, and companies do this too, but then you shut down the comment section. You're a pussy because you know that we're right and you're wrong, that you're no different than us. That's why you hide from the comments, kind of like Howard now on SiriusXM Radio. Howard Stern always blocks off the comments. It's the rich and elite not wanting to admit that they're wrong.
but allegedly shows a comment Selena left on TikTok. The message reads, "This is why I believe in taking care of your mental health."
Oh yeah, she's one of those. "I'm always working on my mental health, even though I'm always living in the past and making fun of others. But because I say I'm working on my mental health, you must believe me."
"Guys, no idea what I did, but I am really sorry. Zero bad intention. Deleting soon."
Oh, we'll be waiting.
The controversy comes shortly after Haley's emotional plea.
"Leave me alone."
"We will."
Happy hour. Happy hour.
You know what they need to do?
Happy hour will be right back.
Just have a threesome already and just get that aggression out, because we know that Haley was the side chick to Selena, so Selena's really grumpy about it, but like, move on. Get laid before you get some cobwebs. Mm-hmm. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. WestChase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Yeah. Business cards, banners, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, you can get at WestchasePrinting.com. And when you go there, because they were going to already hook you up with a great deal, but when you go there and you tell them that you heard about it on Happy Hour, oh, they'll hook you up with an even better deal.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yo, welcome back. Ew, why did I just say yo? Like it's 2001. Gross. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And if you're listening on Z Radio Live, search Hoppy Radio on every single platform. It's the best around.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
So, my mom and my uncle came to town for a week, and it was crazy. You ever have that where when you're hanging out with your family, everyone's driving each other equally crazy, but then when it's time to drop them off at the airport, you have a little tear down your face or two? It's a lot of fun. I went to Miami, and we need to have a real quick talk, Tampa Bay. So I've been here for 84 months, 7 years. And the overall consensus that everybody that's from Tampa Bay, especially people that are born and raised in Tampa Bay, the overall consensus is always, this is the best in the world. This is so great. Orlando is okay for theme parks, but Miami sucks, okay? Like, Miami's a little ghetto. It kind of is. Oh, Miami's very ethnic. Oh, you're racist. Oh, but Miami, you don't ever need to go there. So for the last 7 years, I've had it trained in my brain that Miami is awful. I've had it trained in my brain that why the hell would you want to go to one of the best cities I've ever been to? Okay. Now, my uncle, when we're driving around, he likes to see everything. So I was in the hood of Miami. I was driving around seeing tents, seeing people overdosing. Like, I got the Miami experience. I went to Collins Avenue, Beach Drive. I went to all these places. So I've seen all of Miami. An hour of driving in traffic with my uncle and my mom. Oh, what a fun time that was. I'm just kidding. But let me tell you, overall, it's like a prettier Chicago mixed with like Tampa Bay because it's Florida. You can say what you want about the prices. If you say anything about the ethnicity of the people there, you're racist. You'll hear some racist white dude, "I don't like going to Miami because of those Hispanics." And I'm like, man, I can't wait for you to die off, you dumb racist. But there is no denying, you can't even come with a counter argument. because I am the authority on everything. You can't come to me and say, there's a reason that Miami's not great. It's a little overpriced, yeah. Is it a little douchey where everyone's walking around with their shirt off? Ooh, I work out. I'm so cool. Yes. Is it a little skanky where dudes and girls and everybody are just walking around like they're about to do a porn? Yes. There's a lot of things about Miami that are not the best. There's a lot of things about Miami that were great. But if you're going to honestly say that city sucks, I bet you're so much fun to be around at parties.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
I feel like the older I get, the more confident I get in my own skin.
Hillary Duff bears it all, literally.
Yeah. She's laying there in a pool and you see her butt and most of her boob, man. She knows she's trying to rub it into the face. Well, she used to. Of that NHL player that cheated on her. Like, hey, you messed up.
A little shell-shocked by the whole thing.
You're banging Canadian girls that just want to bang hockey players when you were banging me.
Literally.
A little shell-shocked by the whole thing.
And reveals what she loves most about her body.
I'm, like, really proud of it.
The 34-year-old actress who currently stars on Hulu's How I Met Your Father.
Which is horrible. And I don't want to sound like the old man because How I Met Your Mother was garbage, but it is so cringe. Oh, they make jokes about Tinder. So funny.
Poses in the buff for the latest issue of Women's Health.
How much was that Photoshop and airbrushed?
And inside the mag, the mom of three gets real about her experience with body image.
Yeah. How do I word this politely? 856-49-HOPPY. I'm giving out the number as I'm trying to figure out how to word this politely. It's 856-494-6773. Okay, I'm good. Every girl I've dated, they all have body issues. And don't you ever just go up, and I can only speak as a heterosexual man, so I can't speak about being bisexual and in different relationships. But a heterosexual man dating heterosexual women or bisexual women, every woman I've ever dated, gone on a first date with, they all have body women. They all have body issues as women. And I don't know what us men need to do to prove to you ladies that you look so good. Wearing those yoga pants to the gym, Kendall? Hell yeah! Going to the club wearing that tight dress? Woo! Oh, but I'm being creepy, even though they're wearing it in public. What I'm saying is this. Us men, we need to figure out a way to make women always think they're pretty. Yeah, they might have 5 more pounds on or whatever, but it's fine. You're human. We need to be able to explain to women, because there's all the things where you got to be the perfect body shape. Us dudes are so happy. Like, I was in Miami, duh, and I was at Wet Willie's, and this guy was like, hey, and he was like right next to us at the table. We're overlooking the beach. It's on like a second floor. It's like a patio area. And the guy's like, hey, and he shows me a picture of his wife from like 12 years ago who was really skinny. And it looked like a 2009 picture. It just had that vibe. Latest 08. And he goes, hey, do you see any difference between this picture and how my wife currently looks? And I turned to him, and I was a little drunk, so I was really observing what to say. Because I could say some awkward things in social situations, so a lot of times I like to really wait 10 seconds. Because it makes you kind of a guy that they're like, when the fuck is this guy going to talk? If you speak immediately, you're going to say something you regret. But if you go to them and you relax, anybody, and you just give them 7 seconds of dead air, they're going to wait for you to talk. It's a human trick I do. It's really working out for me. So I looked at the picture of his wife skinnier and then her maybe 10 more pounds, but like thicker. And us guys, we love thick. And if you don't love thick, you're a sociopath. And she's just like maybe 15 pounds more, but she's older and she looked good. And then I was like, oh yeah, you look better in this picture, you look better now. And she's like, oh, you're just saying that. And then I'm like, nah, you look good. And she's like, wow, thank you. And I'm like, yeah. No problem at all. So us men, we got to figure out a way to pump up our women. Yeah.
Hill reveals that she was 8 months pregnant with her now 3-year-old daughter Banks when she signed on for the show and had 4.5 months to get ready for her character Sophie's wardrobe, which includes a lot of short skirts.
I know this might sound crazy, but I've been on 87 Tinder dates this year. My last date was the worst one yet.
I was on another date before this. And
man, they should make a show about me. I went on like that many Tinder dates.
I just had sex.
He told you that?
Why would he tell you that?
That's not even the worst part.
What this show is. I don't really care anymore. Actually, but let's go to this.
Quote, because of my career path, I can't help but be like, I am on camera and actresses are skinny.
But oh my God, I'm getting so worked up. Take a deep breath. You got this, Ryan. A lot of times women think that us guys want that pencil thin, 120 pounds, no bod and barely any boobs type of girl. I love a little meat. I love a little thing on the bone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like when it's skinny. It's boring. It's like, I don't know. It's not fun. So when she's talking about how she wants to be super skinny, I'm like, you mean like the other people that don't have butts and boobs? Like, do you know what I'm saying? How can we make women feel better? Because then us men, we would also get laid more because they'd be more confident. But that's not the only reason why I want to do it. Well, maybe.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by quadpod.com. Q-O-D-P-O-D-E.com. When I tell you that that is the best podcast network in the whole wide universe, I'm a man of my word. I would not lie to you. And when you go to QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy, you can check out Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole 2 towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're a bitch, Wendy. You are broke now. Karma hit you, bitch. There's no denying, though, this is the best theme song in all of daytime TV. You could literally make a baby to the song. The Wendy Williams Show theme song gets down. And Wendy gets down too when she snorts too much cocaine and faints.
I don't want to talk to you. I was in Miami, and then I found out that my money was I don't want to talk too much about that, but let's just say.
Shut the fuck up, Wendy. You talk about, this is why karma has hit this bitch. Oh, that sounds bad. She was always about talking about everybody else's life. And this sociopathic dirtbag would never talk about her own. And here she is being interviewed by Fat Joe. It's like, be real for once, you hack.
I don't want to talk too much about that, but let's...
Because it makes me look like a dummy and I have to rip into everybody else because I'm a bully and a bitch.
Just say, I know what kind of money I have. Unfortunately, I only have $2.
Me too. Welcome to the club. Oh, Wendy, how are you going to survive? It's like you should have saved your money and been nicer to people.
Nothing else.
Wendy Williams is opening up about her financial situation.
Oh, that sucks.
I only have $2 and nothing else. Everything is frozen. Some people are involved with this.
Karma hits you.
And so that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, it's a shocking claim from the daytime TV host during her Instagram live chat with Fat Joe. But
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm bored. Let me interview this dummy.
But for fans who have been following Wendy's journey, her allegations...
Fans? Wendy? People that watch it that are in the hospital and at-home moms and people on welfare. There's no such thing as a Wendy Williams fan. You're just watching her because you have basic TV and you don't have cable. When have you ever heard someone go, oh, yeah, I'm such a fan of Wendy Williams. She's just kind of there and sort of talented.
In Wendy's journey, her allegation may not come as a surprise.
Please let me have access to my money.
No.
This is not right. And again, this is not fair.
And if this was anybody else, she'd be playing this video on her show. It's like hard to feel bad for her. Like, it sucks, but it's like, God, you've been such a dick to everybody your whole life.
That was Wendy back in April, sharing the latest on her ongoing battle with Wells Fargo.
That sucks. Can you imagine being Wells Fargo? Like, if I worked at Wells Fargo and I knew that I had Wendy Williams on the phone line, like, I would go by every single regulation. Like, if I were talking to, like, I don't know, someone with class like Vanessa Bryant or something, I would maybe break the rules to allow her to access, let's say if it was Kobe's money, rest in peace. But if I was like working at Wells Fargo and I find out that I'm talking to the Wendy Williams, oh, I would not give her any, you know, special treatment. Oh, I love that she had to deal with Wells Fargo. You know, they had a blast making this woman's life miserable.
It's not fair.
That was Wendy back in April, sharing the latest on her ongoing battle with Wells Fargo. The bank alleges that Wendy is an incapacitated person.
You don't say. Wells Fargo finally speaking the truth about Wendy Williams. Who would have thought that it would take Wells Fargo to come in for us to finally hear somebody with clout or something with clout say that you need help, bitch.
Who needs a guardianship? And as a result, they froze her account. But Wendy, she's fighting back and has filed a restraining order against Wells Fargo.
Wendy Williams versus a billion-dollar bank. Who's going to win?
In an effort to get back access to her money.
Yeah.
Lori Schiller and Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo
have this guardianship petition about keeping me away from my money.
You know how much of like a just ungrateful douchebag she sounds like, keeping me away from my money, as all her fans that don't have money are watching this and like, yeah, we don't have money either.
About keeping me away from my money.
Not my family or my pets, my money.
This is not right. And you know this is not fair.
Who cares? Your whole life you haven't been fair to anybody. No one's ever said, oh, I loved working with Wendy Williams. She's such an angel. That cocaine sniffing hack.
And in her most recent Instagram Live, Wendy responds to the rumors surrounding her health. Like the one about her having Alzheimer's.
I mean, is it that far-fetched? She does seem like she's kind of becoming the hip-hop Joe Biden.
People say things like that, like maybe I went because I have lymphedema. I told you about...
Man, she's on this. She's a dummy, too. She's one of those dumb millionaires. She's on the video, and she has, like, no microphone. Fat Joe sounds perfectly fine. Well, yeah, he's a musician, and she's a bully. I wouldn't expect a bully who thinks she's better than everybody else to have the best equipment.
People say things like that.
Hey, it sounds like this. Oh, dummy.
Like, maybe I went because I have
lymphedema.
I told you about my feet. People say, well, I just am ready to go.
I mean, I've heard a better, I guess anybody can have a better setup than a millionaire, but it sounds like she's talking over here. Like, what are you doing, you cocaine addicted dummy?
Oh, and where is she? I told you, when they froze my money and stopped it, they froze my son's stuff.
Well, listen, if you're too dumb to not be able to figure out how to use a microphone, if you're not the smartest person who doesn't have the nicest setup, that means that you're not really planning ahead, and that means that you're not in the moment, and you're not the smartest person. And that's probably somebody who should not have access to their money.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. If you sign up at richkbarber.com, because you might have to wait a few days because he'll get booked up, but don't go to one of those chain places to get those average haircuts. Wow, they have beautiful women. How cool. When you go to Rich K Barber, you're getting an elite experience. So sign up for the appointment at richkbarber.com. Tell them I sent you, and you will get a great deal and a great haircut.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Looking at loser, you're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big bang.
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Fred Savage grew up in front of our eyes on the original Wonder Years, but now Fred's TV legacy is in question.
Yeah, he seems like a weird guy. By the way, if you want to see an average sitcom, look up Fred Savage Working. It's like the original, like, Scrubs, but in an office. It was a decent sitcom.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Hey, thanks for inviting us.
Michelle Turner is off. The 45.
Oh, no. Michelle Turner's off tonight. Oh, our report on Fred Savage is not going to be as good. No.
Finally.
No. Michelle Turner's not there? Our life is forever ruined.
Now Fred's TV legacy is in question. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Michelle Turner is off.
Come back.
The 45-year-old has dealt with past allegations on set before, but...
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that vibe of, I'll grow up your ass.
But in a dramatic turn of events, Fred is out of the Wonder Years reboot.
An internal investigation resulted in him being fired from his job as a director and executive producer on the reboot of The Wonder Years.
And the thing with Fred Savage is everybody has respect for him. Everyone goes, he was good back in the day, but he kind of has loser vibes where he really hasn't done much since then. And he just seems like he's aware that everyone thinks that he's really talented, but just didn't make it in the long haul.
So what
he has sad vibes. He has BoJack Horseman vibes.
Allegedly happened. One report cited verbal outbursts and inappropriate behavior.
Come over here. Let me grab your ass.
Another claimed three separate allegations of misconduct. This comes as a surprise. Just 8 months ago, the cast told us this.
It's wonderful.
Oh, I love when they asked the cast members if they knew anything was going on, like when House of Cards was going on and Kevin Spacey was doing everything. And I asked the cast, did you know anything? No, I had no idea. Every time the production girl walked in front of me and I saw him grab her ass and rub his arm against his boobs. I never saw that. I'm a perfectly well-groomed actor with no flaws. We saw nothing of the kind. It's like Joe Paterno back in the day. Who is Jerry Sandusky?
To sit back and see Fred work with EJ on here on the set.
And Fred is the only one who laughs at my jokes, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, he's a really nice guy. Good to date your daughter.
A source tells ET that the actor's dismissal was supposed to be an internal matter without publicity.
But it's going to come out at some point. Oh, we're going to keep it secret forever. So then when this project comes out, they're going to be like, where's Fred Savage? What a dumb... God, corporations can be so dumb.
End quote. It was surprising to many involved when the alleged details were leaked. But this is not the first time Savage has been accused of misconduct.
Yeah, he's got kind of a Hall of Fame record of it.
Mr. Savage was aggressive towards me. He would routinely curse at me, yell at me, demean me.
She was an outfit designer, so she's probably helping him put on a suit for the show. And he's like, hey, let me grab your ass, creep.
Shut up!
You are the worst. I wouldn't want you anywhere near any women. You're kind of a creep.
In 2018, this former costume designer from the Fox comedy The Grinder accused the actor of assault, battery, and harassment.
I wonder if that's why they canceled the show, because that show did pretty good, but I don't think it got a season two. A lot of the sitcoms on Fox never do, because they don't know how to judge sitcom talent.
During a taping of an episode, I was attempting to brush off dandruff off Mr. Savage's jacket.
Oh, God.
Mr. Savage snapped, and he hit my arm violently three times. I could not stop crying. I was in pain, I was humiliated, and I was scared.
The actor denied the claims. The case was settled out of court. That same year, Allie Mills, who played Fred's mom on The Wonder Years, said the original series came to an end in 1993 due to
a completely ridiculous sexual harassment suit.
So Fred Savage is really dirty.
It was going on against Fred Savage, who was like the least offensive, most wonderful, sweet human being. It was so not true.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it.
Savage denied the allegation. And
of course he's going to. He'll keep grabbing asses and be like, I didn't do it.
And that case was also settled out of court.
It'd be great if it became a hit.
Who would have thought that this little kid would be such a piece of shit?
Feel great if it became a hit.
E.T. first talked to Fred as an 11-year-old, just days before the debut of The Wonder Years.
How is it going to feel then in about four decades you're going to be a loser?
It's about a 12-and-a-half-year-old kid who grows up in the 1960s.
And then I become a fat drunk who can't keep my hands to myself. I became a loser that everyone laughs at. Oh, Fred Savage.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
In comedy tonight, and it is Netflix as a joke.
This is Keenan Michael Kay.
I want to get your reaction to what happened with Dave Chappelle this week. What do you think the comedy community go from here, do you think?
Well, I haven't seen it, okay.
Yeah, Keenan Michael Kay, probably a little more focused on his career than Dave Chappelle, you know, surging.
I hear that David's okay, and that's the most important thing, yeah.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about it again today, and it's just uncomfortable to not feel safe doing your job, man.
It's Lil Rel, great comedian.
And like, not even with least, I said the least, he had security there, you know. I think that goes with the award.
And Jamie Foxx.
Come on, like, first of all.
Hell yeah, Jamie Foxx had sex anonymously with Katie Holmes. He kept that on the down low. What a cool guy.
You know, if I was backstage, I'm in Chicago. No.
We're in Chicago. We're a bunch of sluts because it's cold out and there's nothing else to do.
I'm not joking, but I just want to feel safe going to all these things, man. I think we really, it should be a lot of conversation about security.
Got it.
The Hollywood Bowl is a high stage. He had to have a run.
And I'm not that famous, so I'm just happy to be here. Now, we'll keep talking during this interview because no one ever goes, hey, get a little real.
Stark. Like, nobody saw him?
Laughing at my own joke.
That part.
Hey, trip him up, like, put my foot out or something? I just like, I don't know. It was kind of crazy watching that video.
It's crazy. I know it's definitely kind of, like I said, shaking the community.
Yeah, you know, the interviewer is like, can we end this already? I see Amy Schumer down the block.
So hopefully they're putting in some measures to keep y'all.
Thank you for coming by. Please leave.
Congratulations. You've just been kidnapped into the world's oldest.
All right, that's Rob Lowe. I find him so endearingly bothersome. Like, he's adorable, but you know he's into like 16-year-olds, allegedly.
Andy Dick has been arrested.
Speaking of being a creep, Andy Dick is in trouble.
Andy Dick has been arrested in Orange County on suspicion of sexual battery.
Whoa, Andy Dick being a piece of shit? Whoa, who would have saw that coming? Everybody.
He's accused of assaulting a man at a park, this park right here in Trabuco Canyon. Deputies got a call yesterday about an alleged incident at the campgrounds, O'Neill Regional Park. That's where deputies arrested Dick, and apparently during a live stream inside this RV, and then it sent the alleged victim to the hospital for treatment. Dick is expected to make a court appearance tomorrow.
Yeah, he will. He's a weird guy. Wonder what he did if he went to go grab the guy's junk or whatever. I love that thing, though, that Andy Dick ruined Phil Hartman. I don't love it in a good way, but it's sad. Like, he allegedly, Phil Hartman's wife was crazy and was on cocaine or whatever, and she was in remission and not doing cocaine anymore. She was in recovery and sober, rather, not remission. But everybody that has cancer right now, I want you to go into remission. Hell yeah. But Andy Dick, she was sober and he gave her cocaine, and then Phil Hartman died very soon after, and then there's a that when they did news radio that John Lovitz punched them in the face. So Andy Dick, not really a good guy. And if you want to see some really unique interviews, type in Joe Rogan, Andy Dick. And Joe Rogan, who was on news radio, which, by the way, news radio is one of the most underrated sitcoms of all time. I'm just going to tell you right now. And you'll have in the show, Andy Dick plays this like weird promotions guy, kind of like radio. And then you have Joe Rogan, who ends up being a janitor. And it's a pretty good show. And Joe Rogan's obviously gone on to be more successful by far. And there's times he's interviewed Andy Dick, and he's essentially like, why are you such a douchebag? And Andy's like, I'm a sociopath. Ah, this is a good show. Underrated. It's weird seeing like Candy, Alexander, and all these other sitcom people we don't know in the opening introductions, and then in the middle of it's Joe Rogan. Like, who would have thought that the janitor on news radio would end up being the biggest name around? Who would have thought that the janitor, who literally was always having the one-liner on there, would end up being world famous? Here is some top Joe Rogan moments from news radio. The
old, you know, I saw a pretty good movie last night. Have you seen any good movies lately?
I don't go to movies. I don't like movies.
I do DMT.
Most movies suck.
Sounds like him now.
He says, hey, Joe, you want to go to a movie? You know what I say? Say, I don't like movies. I don't go to movies. Most movies suck.
It's like I'm listening to an episode of the Joe Rogan podcast.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I took a break from social media because I started feeling really phony in it.
Eva Mendez is getting honest about...
Yeah, get honest with me, baby. You're so beautiful.
...about why she decided to take a social media hiatus recently. On Tuesday, the Hitch actress opened up to The View's Whoopi Goldberg and...
That makes you sound old. When you say, oh, she's from the movie Hitch from 18 years ago.
...Sunny Hostin about the moment she realized it was time to step back from sharing her life online.
You know, you hear... You know, you need to put out content.
Yeah, you do.
It's like, okay, content, but okay, what is that? So I started seeing my day, like, is this a social media post? Is this a social media post? And I was like, I don't want to live like that. Yeah.
Life's too short.
I want to, like, have more genuine, like, oh, that's cool to post, but not seek it out.
It's kind of what I'm doing. I try to not be on social media a lot.
And I started feeling phony.
Well, because you probably are. Like, when I was in Miami, I would leave my phone at the apartment, and we'd be driving around Miami for 7 hours, and it's cool to be in the moment. You don't always got to be on your cell phone. Like, if you can have your family or your significant other with you, and you have the phone, like, one of them has their phone. You like how I said the word the with duh, because I'm from Chicago, the phone? If you're with somebody who has a phone in case of an emergency, leave your phone at home. It's kind of fun being in the moment.
On May 5th, Ava rejoined Instagram to share some life updates with her 2.6 million followers. But
yay, we're all updated.
The internet isn't the only place the 48-year-old may be returning to soon. She also
Pornhub?
So explained that she could get back into acting after taking some time away from the spotlight to raise the two daughters she shares with her partner, Ryan Gosling.
And I'm being genuine. I'm being real when I say the following thing. That's awesome. So many women out there have kids and just put it on social media, but then ignore their kids. Thou who shall not be said on the show, John Legend's wife. Oh, she's always in the moment.
I have such a short list of what I will do. Like, before kids, I kind of was up for anything. I mean, you know, if it was a fun project, but now I won't do, I don't want to do fun.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. This next headline makes me laugh. This next headline will make you chuckle.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Kris Jenner is receiving some love from Khloe Kardashian's ex, Tristan Thompson.
Oh, what a good guy he is. I've cheated on your daughter 20 times.
The Kardashian matriarch was flooded with floral arrangements from her loved ones in honor of Mother's Day. She was sent gorgeous bouquets from many members of her extended family, including Kim Kardashian's boyfriend, Pete Davidson, Kourtney Kardashian's ex, Scott Disick, and Tristan. The Chicago Bulls player got her a massive display of ivory and pink.
Gross. Sucks that he plays on the Bulls. That has to be even name dropped.
Pink roses. Kris snapped a photo of the gift on her Instagram story and shared her gratitude, writing, "Thank you, Tristan. Love you."
But Man, if you love him, then you're a bad person.
The sparkling heart emoji.
It's almost like she's saying the word love, but can't really feel it because she's a sociopath.
Tristan's gesture comes after a rocky few years for him and Chloe. The basketball star was...
It was really rocky when he was banging those hoes over there in Massachusetts.
...of multiple cheating scandals during their time together. And this January, he confirmed that he had fathered a child with Marilee Nichols.
Oh yeah, she's a woman of class.
In an Instagram post at the time, the athlete apologized to Chloe, writing in part, "You don't deserve the heartache and humiliation I have caused you."
I'm going to keep doing it. Because I realized, oh geez, my brain's exploding. Oh no. Oh geez. He realizes that his NBA career is coming to an end, so now he wants to leech off the family that he keeps cheating on. What a good guy. A man of moral. A man of integrity.
"I don't deserve the way I have treated you over the years. My actions certainly have not lined up with the way I view you."
Yeah, I view you like a piece of shit.
"I have the utmost respect and love for you."
Oh, gross. "I also gave you HPV from that girl at the club."
Chloe, who split from Tristan last June, opened up about their relationship during ABC News' recent Kardashian special. She told Robin Roberts about a rough time in their relationship.
Yeah, you know, he's getting ahead from Jordan Woods.
When she found out about his infidelity shortly before welcoming their daughter, True.
Nah, that was a pretty big thing.
"I was able to still have him in the delivery room."
Good for you! I'm so proud of you!
"And so, yes, it might have looked strange to the outside world, but..."
No, he's your father. He's your baby's daddy. I mean, why wouldn't you have him there? It's like we're supposed to like give a round of applause to Thompson for being there at the birth of his kid. You're a good guy. You worked really hard to be there to pretend like you care because you don't know how to pull out. A round of applause to you, Thompson. You're just a jack of all trades. You're a guy that I would want to have date my daughter. Not at all. You're a guy who, when it's all said and done, will be a good father. Not at all.
"When my daughter watches my home videos of it, those videos are going to be as pure and perfect as I was able to make them."
And then when our daughter Googles her father in 10 years, she'll realize that he had no morals, no integrity, doesn't care about you, and is a piece of shit. Oh, what a great family they got over there.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. ZRadioLive on Odyssey and TuneIn. All the info, all the links to all the podcasts that you can listen to the best top 40 radio in is at ZRadioLive.com. And Happy Hour is every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. ZRadioLive. It's alive.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you. Bizarre,
I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Noah, I feel like maybe you should Wikipedia me.
I'm Katy Perry. Everything's got to be about me. And that's why I'm insufferable to be around and no one likes me, as I'm kind of a narcissist.
Noah, I...
Yeah?
I feel like maybe you should Wikipedia me.
fake laughter like every morning zoo. Fake prank call time.
It was my educated guess. Oh my God, dude.
Oh, that
I'm
means...
so sorry.
Katy Perry was totally triggered during Monday's episode of American Idol.
What an awkward woman. She just falls to the ground.
After contestant Noah Thompson performed a song by her ex, John Mayer.
I gotta skip over it because of licensing. Let's go right here.
I'm gonna let the comments roll.
Let us get you up to speed. The top 11 contestants had to sing one of three songs selected by the three judges, Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Katy. But
can you believe this? American Idol's on TV.
Here's the catch.
You're a weird person if you watch it.
They didn't know which judge selected which song. and the hilariously awkward moment went down after Noah performed John's 2009 track Heartbreak Warfare, a song he assumed was chosen for him by Katie.
Honestly, I don't know. I picked Katie. That was my guess.
Yeah.
So you're sticking with it?
Yes. I have to now.
Katie, is that true?
Noah, I feel like maybe you should Wikipedia me.
It's been 12 years. Get over yourself.
It's a big no.
She must be insufferable to be around. I mean, no way she changed her haircut.
It's a big no.
Yeah. Big no, Noah.
I want to ask about this. Noah and his...
I don't care about Katy Perry anymore. No one has. No one really goes, oh my God, I'm a fan of her new music, all her new work. It's just kind of like when you listen to a throwback playlist, you hear, I kissed a girl and I like it. And it's like back then, now it's edgy. Now it's like, oh, who cares? Cool, you kiss a girl, whatever. Just saying, oh wow, you impressed me so much.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
21 years ago, Apple got its groove on the...
Man, Apple is old enough to drink now at the club. Hell yeah!
Introducing the iPod in 2001.
iPod. Yeah. 1,000 songs in your pocket.
Wow.
The original iPod weighed 6.5 ounces and
That's so heavy. How did we survive?
A display screen of 2 square inches, costing $400 with a battery life of 10 whole hours.
Well, that was kind of cool. The old battery life when Jobs ran a company and it actually was good products. But now since Jobs died 11 years ago, the company sucks. Product's okay, but the company sucks.
Back then, digitally downloading your favorite music was a novel concept.
The new online music store from Apple Computer.
This is from 03.
They're called iTunes.
Yeah, this thing iTunes.
It sells single songs for 99 cents each.
And with each new version of the iPod, like the 60 gigabyte 2005 model,
yeah,
competitors tried to keep up.
Yeah, Zune, what's happening with you? Just saying.
There is competition. Just
the Pocket Dish. Oh, I was a big fan of that thing.
Today, the Dish Network released its Pocket Dish with a screen up to 7 inches holding 40 hours of video.
Well, that's cool.
But the competition was no match for Apple.
Yeah.
Since its debut, the company has sold an estimated 450 million iPods.
That's a lot of iPods.
But as of this morning, cue up the Don McLean. It's
the day.
I gotta skip over this because there's licensing. I don't know why they always have to play music.
Company revealing Tuesday that its iPod Touch will only be available while supplies last.
Oh, it's over with.
Effectively ending the iPod line.
Anyone who's sad about this is just thinking about their own mortality of something being over with, because the iPod's done. You can have a phone with an iPod on it. With the iPod in it, by playing music on Spotify. Get over yourself.
For more than 2 decades in production.
Because there's some weird people that'll have like 7,000 songs on their iPod, and they're like, I could never get rid of this.
Former Apple VP Tony Fadell, credited with inventing the iPod,
All right, I don't care anymore. The iPod, rest in peace. Bye-bye.
You like a reaction?
I don't like any of it.
You don't like any of it?
You can't. I've learned in my minutes in theater, which is all the first for me, is... Don't start trying to read into it.
Okay.
Because it just creates more insecurity.
That's the promo for Jesse's Take Me Out, but it's full frontal nude photos and video.
Jesse Williams.
The shower scene from the play that are going viral and getting Williams more reaction than he could have ever anticipated. The footage was snuck.
A dude is naked? No!
By a member of the audience, despite spectators being required to place their phones and smart devices in a sealed case before the show. Initially,
yeah, they're trying to hide everything.
Telling Page Six.
Like if you go to Joe Rogan.
He was, quote, terrified of stripping down on stage when the show debuted last month. Jesse appeared to be more at ease about it when he spoke to Andy Cohen during an appearance of Watch What Happens Live.
He gets a little more comfortable around Andy Cohen. He feels more at ease talking about his sexuality when he's around Andy Cohen. I wonder why.
Monday.
Everybody makes such a big deal. It's a body.
Right.
That doesn't, once you see it, you realize it's not, whatever.
Whatever, I got a good dick. Shut up.
He doesn't know he's being videotaped.
On the talk yesterday, Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell, so smarmy. Get out of here.
Weighed in on the video.
Hack. heck of an actor.
Leak. Having starred in several Broadway plays himself, Jerry says he's witnessed a co-star go through a similar situation.
I wasn't even the person being filmed, and I felt so violated. Like,
oh, no, I had to be naked, and I was making a lot of money, and I signed a consent form. Why the fuck is Jerry O'Connell trying to be a victim? No one forced you to be in a Broadway play. The reason you're in a Broadway play is because no one wants to hire you because you're an awful actor.
Situation.
I wasn't even the person being filmed, and I felt so violated.
Oh, I'm so violated. We're making millions. We're such victims. Everybody wants to be a victim now because of Britney. Shut up, Jerry O'Connell. Your biggest problem is your family that doesn't have that much money because you're not that famous of an actor. You're not that successful.
Like, there should be criminal charges about this. Like,
criminal charges over acting in a play?
Second stage theater.
No wonder you're irrelevant. No wonder you've never really had anything exciting, Jerry O'Connell. No one wants to be around you because you're a pussy.
Second Stage Theater, the company behind Take Me Out, issued a statement saying, quote, taking naked pictures of anyone without their consent is highly objectionable and can have severe legal consequences.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Adding that they are, quote, actively pursuing takedown requests and ask that no one participates in the distribution of these images.
Once again, like always, you gotta pay for dick.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Every single podcasting platform, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Mixcloud, Odyssey. I'm about to faint by listening to that, by getting a list of them all. Just search Happy Radio. Spread the word.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. The other stations are tuned in too.
More fallout this morning from that leaked draft Supreme Court decision appearing to strike down Roe versus Wade.
Why? It's your body. You should be able to do what you want with it. Whenever you talk to anybody who's against abortion, you always bring up rape and other things that happen, incest, and you're like, but you can bring a beautiful child into this world because of God. Shut the fuck up. God's not real, bitch.
And it failed to advance a Democratic-led bill yesterday that would have preserved broad protections for legal abortion nationwide.
And it's always the creepy guy, too. Oh, those sluts that get pregnant because of abortion. It's like, the slut was the 13-year-old that got banged by her father. Oh, she's a real whore. I'm like, what? What are you? The sad part is they believe that. They're creeps. Like, religion can be good sometimes, but it's like, man, when you begin going against human rights because of something that was written 2,000 years ago, a book, man, you don't have an original opinion. Man, you're not someone I want to be around. Man, you're not really someone I dig. You're kind of weird.
Final vote, 49-51.
Get over here. Let me make a decision via a law about what you can do with your vagina. Hey, get over here, Senator. Let me grab your dick and make you feel uncomfortable. Fuck you.
And why? The final vote, 49-51. Democrat Joe Manchin joining Republicans to vote against that measure.
Why? All your daughters have had them behind your back because they all have daddy issues because you're all a bunch of weirdos.
In the meantime,
you know that time your daughter went on a 4-day camping trip? No, she was banging every guy in Miami.
Time. There were more protests last night outside the homes of Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh.
I love that too. People say that's immature. I hate politicians so much that I love when they do the protests outside of the houses, to any of them, to any side, to the Republicans, to the Democrats. They all fucking suck. Biden sucks. Trump sucks. Chuck Schumer sucks. Nancy Grace. Well, she sucks too, but Nancy Pelosi too. They're awful. They all suck. Kamala, Kamala, whatever. She sounds like an STD, that name. They all suck. None of them care about us. So whenever there's protests outside of their house, it's like, yeah, you're fucking over Americans, so whatever, sorry. Maybe if you were nicer to us and you're actually supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is taking care of the Americans, maybe then we wouldn't protest outside your house. I'm not going to, but I don't feel bad because you're a public figure making decisions that are fucking over Americans. So honestly, we don't really care how you feel, you fucking scumbag leeches.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Fuck you.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Adele is giving fans a rare look at her relationship with boyfriend Rich Paul.
She's probably giving us a rare look at it because she doesn't get that much time with him because he's a traveling sports NBA agent who's probably cheating on her. I'm just saying, she gives us a rare look. If she's giving us a rare look, that means she wants to get publicity, and she's saying it's a rare look because she's in denial that she just doesn't have that many opportunities to take a picture with her agent because he's out there cheating on her.
She shared 5 sweet snapshots to Instagram on Wednesday.
Oh, that's so cool, Adele. God, you're insufferable.
In the first image, the pair poses with what looks like house keys.
Oh, they bought a house together. So which wing is going to be the one where he bangs the interns? Which one's going to be the wing where he bangs all the NBA side chicks? Oh, an NBA agent who's in charge of all the NBA players that cheat? He's a man of moral.
Suggesting they've moved in together.
That's gross.
While we wait for official confirmation on that.
Oh, whatever. Don't hang out at the house when she's had a Mexican. That's all I'm saying. That's all I am saying. She seems like the worst.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
And Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton joins me live now for more on this.
What up, cop? What up, pig?
Sheriff, thanks for being here. You said that Vicky White had been an exemplary employee.
Yeah.
And this all happened just one day before the start of...
It's a cop who fell in love with a sociopathic, charming inmate. I don't know why it's that hard to comprehend. She seemed like a woman who had not had sex since 2002, and even then it was boring, and it was after meeting a guy at the library. So she finally gets good sex from a crazy criminal and falls in love.
Of her retirement, is there any new information about what may have led her to do this?
Penis.
No, absolutely none.
Oh, with no concept of the idea of that no man ever really looked at her because she never really left the house. So all of a sudden, there's a really charming, not that bad looking criminal. And he's like, hey, baby, you're really beautiful. And then she feels good about herself. So then falls in love and she's already kind of bipolar. So she makes a decision to move on and break the guy out of jail. Like, it's common sense. But this Alabama, Florence, Alabama, that sounds awful. This sergeant is going to say, we have no idea. She was a great employer, blah, blah, blah. Even though we heard loud sex at night, we were kind of in denial.
You know, this is just
Alabama, Birmingham. God, they all sound like idiots. No wonder the world makes fun of us. We have this bumbling idiot who's a cop in Alabama.
No, absolutely not. You know, this is just totally unlike her.
You know what it sounds like? You know when you're watching porn and a girl's going down on a guy and the guy's like, oh yeah, it feels good. And she's like, thank you for the compliment. It's like he's giving oral sex to the microphone.
Yeah, we're just in a law system. What in the world possessed her to pull a stunt like this?
Sex. I'm a guy who can feel no emotion, so I became a police officer who's growing up I was made fun of. I never made the sports team, and everybody told me I would never make it, so I went into a job where I can have complete authority because I'm a sociopath. That pretty much explains most cops.
Happy hour.
Bum, 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 bum. My wife hates me. Bum, 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 bum.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anymore. This is happy hour. I'm just hanging out. I just wanted to go to break with that one-liner.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
The push to get WNBA star Brittany Griner home is intensifying.
Yeah, I feel like if, because here's what happened. Brittany Griner brought a marijuana vape pen to Russia. And what happened was she got in trouble. And I think if Trump was president, we would probably have her back by now. But they keep saying, Joe Biden's working on bailing out Brittany Griner. And it's like, you're hearing crickets. You're like, when's she going to be released? And it's like, yeah, I know she's a dummy for doing it. Trust me, you should never smoke a pen in public if you don't have the card. What I'm saying is this. I don't get what she's doing. And I don't get what Biden's doing. They're like, he's working on it. It's like, what is he actually working on? Trying to push back his dementia as far as he can?
As the WNBA opens their season with tributes to Griner across the league. The State Department has...
Oh, by the way, I used to make fun of the WNBA because I was a sexist 16-year-old that wasn't getting laid, which is probably why I wasn't getting laid, because I had sexist vibes from growing up listening to Opie and Anthony. So I would make the memes, no one cares about the WNBA. But now I'm like, whatever about the WNBA. I think the product sucks, but if you're a fan of it, that's fine. It's just garbage to watch. It's boring. And it would be anything. It's just not fun. It's not fun to watch. I'm sorry. They're better than me, blah, blah, blah. Go Sue Bird. Go. But it's not a good product. But I root for it. And I love all the people in the comment section on ESPN. And the algorithm loves to show it. All the comments are like, that doesn't look like a kitchen. And it's like, I would love to see the dude that writes it wondering, why don't I ever get laid?
As Brittany Griner classified as wrongly detained in Russia.
She was not wrongly detained. She's just an entitled brat who thought she could smoke weed in Russia. She wasn't wrongly detained. She did commit a crime. Is the crime bullshit? Yes, but she wasn't wrongly detained.
And the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, Roger Carstens, is reportedly handling the case.
Oh, sounds like things are going really well. She's been over there for 3 months, and there's really no sign of her coming back. But we're working on it. Sounds like the promises of the radio business.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
We're working on it. Why is it only going to Spotify? It's all about HD radio.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When I tell you that he is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not put you in the wrong direction. My cat's looking at me weird, and my neighbors are probably annoyed by how loud I am. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., Amir Academy on social media. He is the best. Get into shape. You're the best around, especially because you're listening to Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Board, 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 board.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
First up, Adam Sandler, the actor known for his love of basketball, is teaming up with NBA superstar LeBron James on his next project that's heading to Netflix. The two are co-producing a movie that's called Hustle.
Hell yeah.
That sees Sandler as a struggling basketball scout.
Yes, I love this. Keep making these movies. A lot of women go, oh my God, and that's not just my girlfriend because she's in the room, but a lot of people have gone, it's usually dudes that are like, oh yeah, Uncut Gems was the best movie of all time. But people that aren't into it, women are like, it wasn't that good. But let me tell you, Uncut Gems was amazing because he should have been doing that acting since the beginning and not doing the, oh, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. This movie that he's going to make with LeBron James is going to be good because Kevin Garnett was in Uncut Gems. What's next? Carmelo talking about cheating on his wife again? Slut.
That's heading to Netflix. The two are co-producing a movie that's called Hustle that sees Sandler as a struggling basketball scout who finds a potential superstar player overseas.
And he's from Akron and he's the best of all time, right?
And does everything he can to get him into the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
This Philly thing. There's room to grow there. I want to coach someday.
Oh, I need to see
this.
Do
you love being away from home all the time?
Best chance the union here is with you out there.
All right, it doesn't really translate. You got to watch it, but this looks like looks like an Uncut Gems Hoosiers. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't going to be the greatest movie, but it'll be good. I want to see, man, I would love to see Adam Sandler play like, not a drug kingpin, but like a gangbanger. It's like something like Power, something where he plays a really dark role. Because he was really good in Uncut Gems. It was irritating. It's like somebody who thinks they're the smartest in the room and always talking because they can't accept dead silence. That's kind of what the vibe of Uncut Gems was. But it was entertaining. It's just like you keep talking and you go on and on and on and hope at some point that it ends. And it goes on and on and on and hope at some point that it ends. And it goes on and on and on. And at some point it ends.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now
money. And like that, he's gone.